first light and Ryanization epoch simulations, flares, v. The Redshift Frontier, by Stephen M. Wilkins et al. The James Webb Space Telescope, JWST, is set to transform many areas of astronomy. One of the most exciting is the expansion of the Redshift Frontier to Z greater than 10. In its first year alone, JWST should discover hundreds of galaxies, dwarfing the handful currently known. To prepare for these powerful observational constraints, we use the first light and Ryanization epoch, flares, simulations to predict the physical and observational properties of the Z greater than 10 population of galaxies accessible to JWST. This is the first time such predictions have been made using a hydrodynamical model validated at low redshift. Our predictions at Z equals 10 are broadly in agreement with current observational constraints on the far UV luminosity function and UV continuum slope beta, though the observational uncertainties are large. We note tension with recent constraints Z approximately 13 from Harakane et al. 2022 compared to these constraints, flares predicts objects with the same space density should have an order of magnitude lower luminosity, though this is mitigated slightly if dust attenuation is negligible in these systems. Our predictions suggest that in JWST's first cycle alone, around 600 galaxies should be identified at Z greater than 10, with the first small samples available at Z greater than 13. This was First Light and Ryanization Epoch Simulations, Flares, v. The Redshift Frontier, by Stephen M. Wilkins et al.